Our next topic is the character sketch of Munnu. Munnu is the hero of the novel. He is a universal kind of figure. He is the passion not only of India but of mankind. In the words of Saroj Kovarzi, he belongs with some of the most endearing juvenile characters in modern literature, with Victor Hugo's Gavroche and Dickens' David Copperfield. He is the hero of an epic about ordinary men, and in this respect he can be compared with Huck Finn of Mark Twain. He is a sturdy hill boy with a taste for the joy of life, which is denied to him again and again. And again he reached out to life, the joy of life which registered in his mind's eye the clear hieroglyphs hieroglyphs of numerous desires. I want to live, I want to know, I want to work, to work this machine. He said, I shall grow up and be a man, a strong man like the wrestler. Till the last, he feels that he is not going to die. Munnu is not one boy, but three or four linked together as if the same soul achieved transmigration from body to body. He is necessarily passive, things just happen to him, but at least he is a sensitive photographic plate that receives impressions correctly and preserves them. Apart from Munnu himself, the novel is peopled with scores of characters. The scenes change, the situations alter, while jewels with black and both are often covered by a dull grey. But all is seen through Munnu's awakening and ripening consciousness. His robust health, his thirst for life, his essentially unspoilt nature, his readiness to respond to kindness, his puzzlement that good and evil should be so inextricably mixed up, all make him a true cousin brother to Bakha, who are both heirs to the scalding frustration that is the only birthright for millions born under the Indian sun. Srinivas Iyengar. Innocence is a dominant feature of Munnu's character. He becomes a victim of poverty and exploitations, man's greed and selfishness. In the beginning, he is excited about the life in the cities merely because he does not know the wicked ways of the world. When Verma says filthy things about Bibi Uttam Kaur, his mistress, Munnu gets angry and quarrels with him. With innocence goes his rusticity. For example, he relieves himself outside the house of Bibi Uttam Kaur. According to Saroj Kovarji, the magic of the book is in Munnu's innocence, in his native warm-heartedness, his love and comradeship, his irrepressible curiosity and zest for life. Munnu is full of fellow feeling and comradeship. He has malice towards none. Working with the boys in Prabha's factory, he has the feeling of being in the same boat. Maharaj and others mix with him, but he is a silent comrade. In Bombay, he meets Hari and because of his warm-heartedness, befriends him. His physical body exuded the continual warmth and living vitality that reached out in a wild frenzy of movement to any and every feeling and object. He laughed, sang, danced, shouted, leaped, somersaulted with the irrepressible impetuosity of life itself, sweeping aside the barriers that separated him from his superiors by the utter humanness of his impulses, but the sheer wantonness of his unconscious life force. Munnu is an adventurous young boy. The whole novel is a collection of his adventures from his village to different cities of India, more specifically to Shamnagar, Daulatpur, Bombay and Shimla. He looks at life with a sense of excitement and wonder. Like Pip of Dickens, he has great expectations, yet all of them fade in the prime of his life, where he dies of consumption because of overwork and drudgery and cruelty of human life. When he reaches Daulatpur, he surveys life with wonder and excitement with inquisitive eyes. We find that there was only a curious flutter of excitement in his heart, like thrill of year and happiness, which had filled him when he first laid eyes on Shamnagar. The fear of the unknown in his bowels and the stirring of hope for a wonderful life in the new world he was entering. Page 81. Munnu is a hard-working and industrious boy. He has potentiality and tolerance. He once was interested in the machine work. It was for this purpose that he looked at cities with hope and wonder. But his expressions were never fulfilled. As a coolie, also, he is quite active and industrious. Yet he is a pitiable character. His tragic death shocks the readers and provokes their anger at cruelty, selfishness, greed, exploitation, and poverty in the society. Munnu is a sturdy hill boy with a taste for the joy of life, which is denied to him again and again. Munnu is not one boy, but three or four linked together, as if the same soul achieved transmigration from body to body. He is necessarily passive, things happen to him, but at least he is a sensitive photographic plate that receives impressions correctly and preserves them. His robust health, his thirst for life, his essentiality, unspoilt nature, his readiness to respond to kindness, his puzzlement that good and evil should be so inextricably mixed up, all make him a true cousin brother to Bakha, who are both heirs to the scalding frustration that is the only birthright for millions born under the Indian sun. Dr. K. R. Srinivas Iyengar. The characterization of Munnu is over.